We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of MSN.
It is a great day to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
The Mountaineer Sports Network. All across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Today's show is brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer, Klein & Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work. CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now let's talk Mountaineer football and head live to the Pushcar Center in Morgantown. Alongside the Wolfman, Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, Mountaineer Nation. We are live inside the Pushcar Center for Virginia Tech Week. We officially begin it here with the Neil Brown Press Conference Show presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Good afternoon, Dan Zangrilli, Dale Wolfley, glad to have you along. 66-0. I'll tell you what, that sure was a lot of fun against LIU. Now we really buckle down. Now we're really getting ready. The rubber hits the road. Final non-conference game of the year is coming up against the Hokies here for the first time since 2005. Hard to believe.
Yeah, it's going to be great to have him back in the house. Hokies, yeah, you know that call was way back. And a lot of emotions riding here for our Mountaineer fans, for sure, Danny. And, you know, just the fact that they're going to be playing here again, the last time we met was down in D.C. So just getting him back in the stadium certainly will be a great advantage. I know we're all looking forward. Tickets are just pretty much sold out, yeah. I believe. And it's just absolutely going to be a great football atmosphere. Bringing the Hokies back, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. StubHub, by the way, is a way that you could potentially get them if you're desperately looking for a seat at Milan Pushcar Stadium, which was jam-packed, was rocking against LIU. It was great to see over 50,000 of our friends back in the University City. Wolf, and it was also great to see West Virginia put up that goose egg defensively. It was good to see Jared Dagey, Garrett Green all get reps. A number of guys way down on that depth chart kind of give us a look-see into the future and some of the depth that we have on this club. But now we turn the page, and it's time to dig into the Hokies, who are off to a terrific start. We've got a top 25 team coming here to Mountaineer Field. So this is a really important litmus test for this club, looking at what the Hokies have. Obviously formidable. Mm-hmm. They haven't gotten everything offensively kicked into gear, but defensively it looks like they've made some strides, some big turnarounds after they came off a disappointing 2020 season.
Yeah, you know, Danny, since 1998, they have 938 sacks and like 410 picks, interceptions. That leads the country of all programs. So, obviously, they're about getting after it. You know, you look at that defense. They're tough. They're going to be physical. It's going to be a real challenge for the Mountaineers to be able to go against that defensive unit, the Hokies, especially that line, right? Because now we're going to really find out about the line. People are wondering about when the line, they keep coming. Let's see that physicality. And I think this week, is you're going to have to see it. You said it, the rubber hits the road, right? So either you got physicality or you don't, because this week will show you for sure.
What I'm curious about as it pertains to the Hokies here, this is the first time that West Virginia in a long, long time is going to see a Hokies defense not led by Bud Foster. The last time these two teams met at the neutral site in Landover, Maryland back in 2017, Bud Foster was still at the helm. He retires after 19. You've got Justin Hamilton taking over. They give up 32 points per game last year. That's the most since 1973 in this program. So you look at some of the numbers, you look at some of the personnel. I think that's far improved from a year ago. However, there's got to be some similarities, sure, but what is the Hokies, I guess, mentality? What is their mindset? What is their identity defensively?
Well, I think defensively they want to get you and put you in a position where you're going backwards, Danny. They want to get the sacks. They want to get the TFLs. That's tackles for losses. And they are attacking. With that defensive front, it all starts up front. And that's the test I was just talking about a second ago, is I think the Mountaineers are really going to be challenged because I like that defensive front. And, you know, they got some fast backers and DBs behind them as well. So even on that second and third level, they are aggressive.
All right, well, stay with us. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to hear from head coach Neil Brown as we get you ready for the Black Diamond Trophy battle high noon at Mountaineer Field on Saturday in front of a sold-out crowd. With the Wolfman, I'm Dan Zangrilli. Thanks for spending your Tuesday with us live inside the Pushcar Center. This is the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, and it's all presented by our friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official cleaning and restoration company of your West Virginia University Mountaineers.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Now it's time to hear from head coach Neil Brown.
Head coach Neil Brown is coming to the podium here in just a moment. Dan Zangrilli, Dale Wolfley, glad to have you along in advance of WVU and Virginia Tech. Wolf, give me the breakdown here after watching the film against LIU. What was your biggest takeaway? A lot of boxes, yes, they did get checked, but there were a few, I'm sure, that, you know, Neil, as he goes through this with a fine-tooth comb, what do you anticipate he'll say here coming up in a few moments?
Well, I think he's going to say, hey, you know what, with Letty Brown, we got to get him going again. And, you know, Maryland, he averaged about 5 yards per rush, and then against LIU they really tried to shut down the box and had to do a lot of RPOs. West Virginia did so again, trying to take Letty out, and I think that the Mountaineers are going to have to at times dictate themselves about when he's going to run and then be successful, especially when the numbers are there.
How do we go about doing that?
Well, you got to make sure you hurt them with the pass. Because if you can't hurt them with the passing game and make them bleed a little bit, then, of course, it doesn't hurt them to try to just shut down Letty and keep that, you know, ground game kind of small. So you want it to get big, you're going to have to be able to throw the ball.
So news items coming down from the Hokies camp yesterday. Justin Fuente held his press conference yesterday. Big loss for them. James Mitchell was injured in the Middle Tennessee game. Apparently they thought he was going to be okay after the contest, but Mitchell unfortunately is going to have season-ending knee surgery. This is a guy that had NFL aspirations. As a matter of fact, foregone those NFL aspirations, decided to come back to Virginia Tech, and here he is, a team captain, a team leader, big tight end for the Virginia Tech Hokies. He's lost for the year, and they are they are hurt by that one. That's a significant loss for Tech.
It's a big loss. And, you know, especially the way I feel about the tight end in the college game and how useful the tight end can be. And obviously he did have, or probably still does, hopefully, has NFL aspirations and has the ability to do so. So anytime you lose a player like that, a leader, a captain, a guy who's a playmaker, a guy who's also a blocker in that running game, it's always going to hurt you.
Braxton Burmeister, quarterback for the Virginia Tech Hokies, he's a different kind of athletic. We saw, obviously, Talia Tungo-Vailoa in week one against Maryland. What's the difference between a Burmeister and a Tungo-Vailoa as far as their ability to be dual threats?
Well, what I see with both of them is that Tungo-Vailoa was really, I thought, he's a lot better than he was last year. Where I think Burmeister is really finding out who he is right now. So a lot of talent there, but you just have to go out and play it and see what he does. And there's no doubt. I mean, he's a Power 5 quarterback, man. He's 63% the last two games, completion percentage. So he knows how to get it done. They know how to win.
All right, stay with us. We'll take another break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have the head coach. This is the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
I feel like my concerns about the project budget are being overlooked by my consultant.
I feel like my accomplishments at work are being overlooked by my supervisor.
I feel like my community's requests for support are being overlooked by these large corporations.
At Civil and Environmental Consultants, people come first, always, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our friends in the community. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business and make their goals our goals. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team. And it's why we're invested in the sustainable growth and success of the communities across our great state. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm that plays a vital role in creating jobs and opportunities for West Virginians. We are all committed to building lasting relationships with the people around us every day. We'd like you to be one of those people. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling? I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Really well. He played well through 2 weeks. He's on almost double the points. Production points as the next offensive lineman. So pleased with his play. So that's kind of a wrap up for Long Island. Moving on to Virginia Tech. I know our fan base is excited about this game. Our players, we're educating them this week about the rivalry. You know, I think it's probably on both sides. You know, it is. It's a lot from a fan base standpoint, the rivalry sticks out more than the players. You know, just because it hadn't been played on an annual basis since the early 2000s. And it's for me personally, it's been very interesting to learn about it, and I've enjoyed it. Coach Castile's been a really good point of contact for me as far as just learning about the emotions that go into the game and how both fan bases feel. So we're in the process of educating our players about it. It's a trophy game, playing for the Black Diamond Trophy. I think anytime you play one of those games, it matters. And by my calculation, I think Virginia Tech's had possession of the Black Diamond Trophy for over 6,000 days now. That's a long time. And so when you talk about Virginia Tech, it starts with special teams, you know, and they do a tremendous job there. Coach Shebus, who's their special teams coordinator, I think he does a great job with techniques. It's important to them. I think they're, you know, like I said, I think they're very well coached. Their specialists are very good. Kicker, punter, long snapper. They've been very good on kickoff return through two games. They've got the running backs back there, and he can run, and they do a really good job of protecting it. They've got a history of blocking punts, and they do a great job with what we call direct angle. Defensively, they're playing at a high level. You know, I think it starts with the defensive line. They go too deep across the board. They got several NFL players up there. They got length to the boundary. Two really good speed guys off the edge. And then they rotate four guys at D-tackle that I think are all difference makers. And they do a great job within their scheme. And then Connor and Waller are great in coverage. I think they've played at a high level through 2 weeks. Waller may be playing as good as any corner in the country right now. Offensively, they want to run the ball. I don't think they're trying to hide that. They want to run the football. They want to hit big plays. Burmeister is a dual threat. He's really fast. You know, that sticks out on film. He's running away from people, and you don't see that a whole lot at quarterback. He's running away from people. He's got really, really good top end speed. He's got a big arm. He's making a lot of throws to the field that you don't see. And so he's got a big arm. They're talented running backs by committee. They got several guys that do a nice job. And then the Turner kid at wideout. He's their big play threat, and he's made some plays down the field, and I think they'll continue to look at him in that direction. You know, finished up, sellout crowd on Saturday. We're excited about it. I think it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere. It's Gold Rush. It's Hall of Fame weekend. And so with that, we'll take questions.
So, Neil, your run game, what kind of challenge against what looks like a very good defensive front for them? Obviously, you guys have had some struggles so far this season. So
yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. You know, I think they do a really good job of their box doesn't change. I think they do a good job of keeping it simple for their linebackers. Their linebackers play downhill, and their D line is tough. You know, they hold double teams very well. They're really good using their hands, getting off individual blocks, and so it's going to be a challenge for us without a doubt. And we've got to get better. You know, they're good players. They do a really good job within their scheme, but we've got to get better fundamentally. We've got to get more physical up front, and that's the challenge for us this week.
Who are they losing with Mitchell not being
in? Well, he's a draft pick, you know, so now they've got depth at that position. You know, they've played four guys there early in the year, but he's what you want in a tight end. He can run. I hate it for the kid. He can run. He's good on the edge. You know, they can stand him up. He's good in the box. He can stretch it. He's good after the catch, which you don't see a whole lot at the tight end position. You know, so anytime you lose a player that caliber, I would think it would hurt you, but they do have depth at that position, John.
How do you go about accomplishing, you know, making things more physical up front?
Well, we got to practice. You know, I think that's the thing is we got to demand, you know, and there were times we were better, you know, and credit to, you know, Maryland, you know, they're big and they caught us a little unexpected last week. And, you know, footwork was better interior wise, wasn't still what we needed tackle. So that's a work in progress. And the physicality, we just got to practice. You know, we did that last week a little better, and we're going to have to continue to do that and be really physical. And it's good for our defensive line as well.
You mentioned after the Maryland game, the things they did on the nose and putting the big guys in the B gap. Do you anticipate that this week for Virginia Tech?
Yeah, it's in their package. You know, I think that, you know, and I don't want to speak for them, but, you know, they played really, really high-end defense 2 weeks in a row. And North Carolina is one of the better offenses in the country, and they ran the ball extremely well versus them 2 years ago, North Carolina did. And North Carolina has ran the ball well over the last 2 years, and they got after them pretty good up front, Virginia Tech did. So I don't necessarily think they're going to watch our film and say, we got to do something different. Now they have it in the package, the same front that Maryland played, and I anticipate seeing that.
Yes. Who's been educating the players on the rivalry and the fact that Tech's ranked? Is that kind of lesson they need to build up the rivalry too much because, you know, the players can see that, you know, Tech's ranked and that's enough said there?
Yeah, they know. The players know that Virginia Tech's coming in the game ranked. Jeff Castile is on our staff. As an analyst, he was a defense coordinator here under Rich Ride when this rivalry was really going strong, and so he's been educating myself, and we've been talking about it in our staff meetings, and we talked about it in depth yesterday with our team, and then he's going to talk to our team about it today.
Neil, after the Maryland game, you were talking about the need for better defensive rotation, especially in the line and in the secondary. Obviously, everybody played Saturday, so. Does that kind of help you establish who you want in and when and kind of where you guys at with that going into Saturday?
Yeah, better. I think there's been confidence gained by some of those twos, for sure. We're gonna continue with that rotation that we have. And basically with – you got Scotty Young, Jackie Smith, Alonzo – or Jackie Matthews, Alonzo Adai, and then Sean Mahone that can play those three positions, Cat, Free, and Spear, and there's flexibility there, so we'll continue that, which keeps all those guys fresh. You know, they played almost every snap versus Maryland, so we've got that figured out. And then defensive line, we've got a good rotation. You know, Sean Martin and Taj Austin, we played Jordan Jefferson more. Hammond Russell showed that he's capable of playing this level. And then Akeem, Jalen Thornton, and obviously with Dante, we feel like we can go too deep, and they've earned confidence through practice and through their performance through the first 2 weeks, so we'll continue with those rotations.
Neil, in your mind, what goes into making a rivalry, and what effect does it have on the intensity in a game?
Yeah. But I don't know if it's fair to ask me, because I haven't taken part in this rivalry yet, you know, and I think that for our fan base, you know, especially the fans that have been attending games here and been a fan of West Virginia athletics for a while, you know, I think this rivalry means something to them. Obviously, bordering states, you know, it was dormant for a while, then played again in 2017. I think Virginia Tech's won 7 out of the last 10. You know, they've won the last 3, and so they've had the upper hand here in recent years. And so, but having not taken part in it yet, I don't know if I'm educated enough to speak on it. I'll have a better idea when I come in here after the game on Saturday.
Do you run into these guys much in recruiting?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we cover a lot of the same ground.
Hey, Neil, have you had some time to review or revisit Gary, what you saw?
Yeah, so I think it was a mixed bag. You know, I think that, first of all, what I was really proud of him is he tends to get really excited. I thought he handled himself well in that regard. If you remember when he played against Eastern Kentucky last year, He got a penalty one time, and like, you know, I thought he was under control. He showed some maturity. I thought his run decisions were really good when he decided, you know, within the run game, what we were asking him to do within the read game. I thought he made good decisions. He missed some pre-snap reads that he, you know, he probably should have thrown four or five more passes in the RPO games that we were asking him to do. I thought his vision once he scrambled was really good. I thought he had a great throw down the field. You know, with him, it's going to be a mixture. You don't want to contain what's the best thing about him, which is his ability to freelance and ability to make plays on the run. But you also don't want him breaking out every single time. And so we're working on finding kind of a happy medium. But there was more good. And the encouraging thing is the things that weren't exactly what we want or what we're teaching is we can get corrected.
You have the second guy that you try to use. How much of it is vulnerable to, you know, like conditions of a game, you know, field position, score, momentum?
You got to go in with an intentional plan. You know, that, and that's, I'm not saying that's the gospel. I'm saying that's how we've done it in the past. You know, if you look back at Troy, we were pretty intentional about playing our two quarterback a good bit. And you have to go into with significant plan. Where you run into some issues is just your ability to practice, your amount of practice repetitions you get, your limited time-wise. And our guys are so different. And so you got to make sure you're keeping it, you know, as close to the same as you can for your offensive line and your receivers.
You're following up on Matthews. He was competing at corner, and now it's kind of moved to look like more in that safety, rover, different roles. Was it a combination of the way Porter's played or Matthews playing better at this spot? What went into that?
Yeah, and he played some corner on Saturday, too. He's got some flexibility. That's a good thing. And that was one of the things that really drew us on to junior college, because at Gulf Coast Community College, he played it all. You know, he played everything, boundary safety. He played free safety. He played nickel. He played corner. And so he's kind of doing it all for us now, too. We haven't asked him to be the high safety yet. Why we're finding more snaps for him, and we always talk about, hey, you earn what you get, and he's earning more playing time. So we're working on figuring out how to get him in the game, just because he has gone and he's at the second and third levels, man. He has come and tackled well. He's defeated blocks on the perimeter better than anybody on our team so far. So we're finding reps for him because he's earned them, you know, and he's still practicing some at corner. He played in the game. He'll probably play in this game some at corner too. But when we get into some dime package stuff, we think he can be a difference maker there inside.
You had to live with a lot with Sam James. You stayed with him, and mm-hmm. Now it seems like he's paying off. How important is that to a coach and to a player, the ability to stick with the guy?
Yeah, I think when guys have talent, it's easier to have patience with, you know, and – you know, we talk about it with our kids. It's, you know, we're always going to be fair. It's not necessarily always going to be equal, you know, just based on certain criteria. And Sam, first of all, he's a great kid. I don't guess he's a kid. He's a great young man is probably the better way to put it. And he's been through a good bit, you know, through our 3 years with him. He's here the year before when he redshirted. But he's a guy that he probably he got pressed into duty. He was our go-to receiver in 2019. He wasn't ready for it, but that was what we needed him to be. And he had some big successes, but he also had some moments that were tough to overcome. And then last year, a little bit of a mixed bag. And now I think the great lesson for him and really for the people on our team is his investment has been so high that he's reaping the benefits. And he's just worked. You know, he's worked. He's always had speed, and he's always had talent. And now over the last really nine and a half months, his investment has been extremely high. And so it's starting to show up on game days.
With two games under your belt, what kind of a feel do you have at this point for how ready your team is to take on a ranked challenge in Virginia Tech? And what have you seen from your team that gives you confidence that you can maybe pull off the upset?
Yeah, well, so week one, you know, if you look at it, you know, as we get away from it, that game basically came down to turnovers. You know, I think it was 4-0. And so there were some things that we took away that we weren't necessarily pleased with how we played, but also, you know, that's a team that's, you know, they've got talent and that they're going to be a good football team. They're going to have a good year at Maryland. So it wasn't, we learned that we can't turn the ball over. We learned that we've got to be better on both fronts. I wasn't fired up about how we played on defense. Last week, you know, we got a lot of people playing. I don't know if we learned anything about our team. You know, on the game day, we got better as the week went in practice. You know, that's for sure. We practiced harder last week than we normally would because of who our opponent was on Saturday. And so I think the tell will be in how we perform on Saturday. You know, it's a big game. It's a big game because it's next game. It's a big game because it's a rivalry game. And so, you know, I think we'll know a lot more about our football team on how we perform on Saturday.
You know, a lot of talk about your quarterback. They played three kind of effectively last game. Didn't do that in the first game. I'm guessing they got your attention. What did you see? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't want to take from them, but I think they go into it with Burmeister as their guy. You know, I think he got hit one time in that game. He came out, and I thought the guy that played was really efficient. You know, and I think that and that's what you want when your guy goes down. You want somebody to come in and still run the offense and be really efficient. I thought they were, but we're preparing for Burmeister. I think that his ability with his feet makes them really hard to defend, especially when they play in 12 personnel, because you got extra gaps to defend. So with his ability, they do a good job mixing up who he's reading to. And so it's going to be a challenge for us on defense.
You know, I wanted to ask you about conference expansion. Just what do you think the four teams are going to bring to the Big 12? And then how do you feel in general about some of the jockeying for positions going on throughout college football?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of give you a boring answer. I really hadn't thought about it. Honestly, I really haven't. Kind of let Shane and Dr. Gee deal with it. It kind of is what it is, you know. Like, I'm sure it'll come up next week too. I mean, it really doesn't affect anything we're doing here and now. You know, we're so ingrained in trying to get better as a football team and trying to win games, so you don't really think about it. And our schedule's not going to change this year. It's probably not going to change next year. And so, you know, as somebody that deals with this age bracket, if it doesn't affect them here and now, it doesn't really matter. So that's kind of how we've tackled it.
And Neil, you got to look at all your running backs Saturday. Obviously, Letty was only one of the carries against Maryland. I'm sure that wasn't ideal. We kind of stood out to you Saturday. How important is it to maybe get one or two of those guys some work Saturday?
Yeah, well, we're going to need somebody to step up for sure. You know, and Tony and Justin will kind of jockey for to see who'll get those two reps. Tony earned them in fall camp. He's come back off a minor injury that he missed the Maryland game. I thought he was rusty. You know, I thought missed two big runs, but he had a couple quality runs too. I thought Justin, for his first college action, was okay. You know, he had one really good blitz pickup. He had two really good runs. He had a couple that he'd probably like to have back. And so, I thought there were some flashes there. I think, you know, Justin's a little antsy, Tony's a little rusty. So we'll figure out who's going to get those secondary carries by how they perform this week.
Where's Lance Dixon at now? How do you see him?
Yeah, he's work in progress. You know, he can really run. He flashes. He's got to be more consistent. He's done a nice job on our kickoff team. He played a lot of snaps on Saturday. You know, he's got to cut down on some of the mental errors, but he's athletic. He's really athletic, and he's probably as fast as anybody we have on defense.
Getting closer with Mike O'Loughlin?
Yeah, it's a hope. He did some things yesterday. He's on practice today, so we'll see where that goes.
And same with Darrell Middleton. You just didn't mention him previously in rotation.
He played. He played on Saturday in the second half. He was okay. He's got to take care of business, you know, taking care of his body and those type of things. He's learning. He hadn't practiced much with us. So whether he plays or not depends on what kind of week he has.
You've obviously got a really hellacious two games back-to-back here. And as tough as that is it good in a way that you're playing Tech this week because you know that no one's going to be looking ahead to Oklahoma as opposed to if you've been playing, you know, some other less challenging team this week?
Yeah, bro. I mean, I would assume, you know, we've got our hands full this week. You know, I don't think our guys are necessarily looking ahead. You know, we play a pretty difficult schedule, you know, and And so our guys are excited about this one. They're going to be excited about the next one, you know. And so it's, you know, it's kind of it is what it is on it. You know, we're going to play on national TV about every week. And we're excited to be home. You know, I mean, I think that's the thing that people haven't talked about as much is I thought last week after our disappointing performance and then who we were playing last Saturday, I thought our fans turned out, thought they were in the game. I was really impressed that they stayed. You know, I really was. I had some people visiting from out of town, and that's how, and they talked about it. It's like, you know, I can't believe how many fans like stayed in the fourth quarter. And I thought that was extremely impressive. I think it speaks really well to our fan base. And now, really probably for the first time going back to 2019 when we played Texas, this is going to be an electric atmosphere on Saturday. You know, our guys are really looking forward to it, and it's going to be a fun day.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.
All right, so there is Neil Brown at the podium wrapping up his weekly press conference, and it's Virginia Tech Week here. An electric atmosphere, perhaps the best since 2019. We certainly cannot wait, Wolf. It's going to be absolute pandemonium in many respects with Tech coming here for the first time since 2005. Hey, what do you say we talk about the most electric return man in college football through the first 2 weeks of the season? That's Winston Wright. We've got special teams coordinator Jeff Koons coming up here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. So hang around. We'll be back in just a moment with you until 1 o'clock right here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Live from the Pushcar Center in Morgantown, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And thanks for being with us here on MSN Radio. It is Virginia Tech Week. The Neil Brown Press Conference Show coverage inside the Pushcar Center continues. It's brought to you by our friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. And this segment brought to you by Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. They are West Virginia's injury lawyers. If you're injured in a car accident, call West Virginia's injury lawyers at Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Well, a lot of ankles broken on kickoff return attempts against West Virginia through the first 2 weeks. Maryland, and then, of course, yesterday, last week's game against LIU, beginning with a bang. Winston Wright has already, through the first 2 weeks of the season, identified himself as one of the most dangerous return men in all of college football. And we're here with special teams coach Jeff Koons to discuss it here. Coach, welcome to the program. And, boy, what an electrifying player that you've got there returning kicks for the old Golden Blue.
Yeah, I tell you what, fun to watch. Anytime you can start a game, going to the house, 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, set the tone, get the crowd into it, which was awesome, being the first game back with a full crowd. But Winston's done a great job. He's worked really hard. You know, he had some success 2 years ago. Last year didn't really break the big one, was really close several times. But what a testament to the guys blocking for him. What a testament to Coach Chad Scott, who's the unit lead for that, and all the assistant coaches that did their part in developing that scheme and executing it during the week. And then our scout teams, the look that we gave mirrored exactly what we were expecting, and everybody made their block. So very rarely can you do that, and you sit there and you go, heck, the first week against Maryland, some of those were Winston being Winston and doing some special things with the ball in his hand and maybe making some guys missed. This was one where we blocked every single person, and we were right where we were supposed to be. So it was fun to watch from a schematic point.
What makes a kick returner electric, whether it be on kickoffs or punts, and how does one get better in that regard?
Yeah, you know, one thing is trust, trusting that the hole is going to be where it's blocked to be, but two is not stopping their feet, something that Coach Brown, Coach Scott continuously say to him is hitting the hole and running through it. And it's like the old movie Days of Thunder, when you got to go through the smoke, you know, you got to hit it going through the smoke, and you can't hit the break. And he's done that at an elite level so far this year.
Well, obviously, you know, he gets his great results because of you.
No.
You're this coach, right?
No. Yeah, the genetics for sure are a huge part of that, and we're lucky to have him back there and excited to see what else he can do this year.
Yeah, we sure are. Were you surprised that they kicked it to him last week?
Yeah, a little bit. Probably just because of the success from week one. But you know what? They're challenging their team, and they're saying, "Hey, we're going to kick it deep. This is where we're going to, you know, make a statement." And you know, like I said, I'm just proud of the guys and how they blocked it.
So to that end, though, that the one thing, Wolf, you know, it doesn't take long for stuff to get put on tape. Heck, I mean, if you get 2.5. By the third quarter, obviously, teams are making adjustments. And the fact that Winston Wright, it's, you know, clearly on the radar of Tech and many others here, sure, is before we even get into conference play, that this guy is for real, he's dangerous. So you're going to anticipate what sort of changes here from the opposition, and now how do we make the subsequent adjustment in this constant special teams game of chess?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that, and again, I give a lot of credit to Coach Scott, Coach Brown, all of our assistant coaches on that unit, like staying one step ahead, anticipating what alternate kicks, what complementary kicks, what complementary schemes we could get. That's something that we're spending a lot of time on, and that's a good thing to have, a good problem to have, so to speak. So,
well, give us a quick overview of the special teams thus far.
Yeah, you know, through 2 weeks right now, you know, I thought we had some positives from the first week. I thought the things that we needed to work on, you know, specifically our punt return, things like that. Like, I think we did improve from week one to week two, which is what you wanted. I think, obviously, we've talked about it, the amount of depth that we were able to get live action in this game, and the amount of depth that we were able to build and get some younger guys involved and kind of see who is ready, who's may not be ready, and can contribute in those ways was huge. And I think going into week three, you've got a much better understanding of the capabilities of our young players, and we'll also develop in our schemes.
Yeah. Well, speaking of transitions, let's transition to Josh Chandler-Sumato and the job he's doing for you at middle linebacker.
Yeah, you know, really proud of what Josh has done the first 2 weeks, transitioning from outside last year to inside linebacker this year and playing Mike. And, you know, he's been very vocal on the field, been very, you know, intricate and kind of tying everything together, both front and back end, and has had production. You know, left a couple plays on the field against Maryland, but worked really hard last week. And you could see in the second game against Long Island, him really addressing those things from week one to week two, probably even overboard a little bit, you know, and something we've talked about. So the thing that I love about Josh, he's working really hard. He's hanging on every word from myself, from Coach Leslie, and, you know, really trying to implement his 111th in the defense, which is something that's been really big for us. And, you know, if he continues to do that, I'm excited about what he can do this season.
And Jeff Koons is with us here on MSN and the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. How do you break down film for special teams? Take us through, as you get in the lab here, yeah, Sunday, Monday into Tuesday, what is that process like from where you sit?
Yeah, you know, it's very full staff involved. You know, okay, like I said, we do have the unit leads for the main four cores and really field goal block as well. So everybody kind of has their run of their unit, and I'm kind of the overall of that and kind of involved. And then Tony Thompson's our special teams analyst, is very behind the scenes in data, you know, evaluation, things like that. And then obviously, I've said it many times on here, the involvement that Coach Brown has in special teams is why, you know, we've had success, because of how he backs it and how he supports it and also brings ideas to it. So early in the week, we're doing a lot of evaluation, also evaluating our own self-scout, what we've put on tape. And like you said, with kickoff return right now with wins and success, what can we anticipate based off of what we've put on film? Well, that's the same for every single phase. So a major self-scout, not only, and then also with our opponent scouting and then developing the game plan from there.
How much appreciation do you have, and how much study, perhaps, with this being your area of expertise, did you pay attention to the mystique of Virginia Tech and Frank Beamer on special teams? Obviously, he's kind of is he the godfather of the forefather? There's a lot of I guess correlation with special team success and the Hokies and Frank Beamer. I'm curious, do you go back, look at old film? How much do you study him, if at all?
Yeah, no, I mean, the tradition that Virginia Tech has on special teams obviously stems from Coach Beamer. And then over the years, you know, coaching against his son Shane, who was a special teams coordinator for a long time, who's now the head coach of South Carolina, and knowing kind of that lineage. But then, you know, when I was in the American Conference at Cincinnati coaching against Coach Fuente and Coach Shebus, their special teams coordinator, when they were at Memphis, and kind of some carryover there too. So there's some familiarity, not only with their tradition, but also with their current staff. And what they've done is exactly, they've picked up that tradition. They've really held that tradition high since they've been there, since Coach Fuente and his staff has been there. And you can definitely see that watching film.
What's excellent. Yeah, and before, we don't want to sweep under the carpet here, by the way, Colton McGee. Yeah. A lot of good kickoffs. So what sort of opportunities do you foresee him getting in the near and distant future?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we're really excited about. Colton had been working on that for the last couple of weeks, and has a really strong leg. Hasn't really been part of his demand that we've asked him to do the last couple of years, and to have him come in and do what he did and hit some touchbacks and have some good hang time was really encouraging, especially to do it in a live audience for the first time. So as we go into this week, we're going to ask him to continue to do the same thing. Evan Staley had improved kickoffs Saturday as well, so excited about getting those two out there today and giving them some live kicks and kind of seeing where we are at the end of the week.
Yeah. Well, I got one last question for you, Coach. How big is special teams this week, this game?
It's paramount, obviously. It's going to be a huge, huge part of the game, as it always is. But the opportunity for explosives on both sides, on their side, us limiting their explosives and us creating explosives on our side, is going to be paramount, as it is every week. The hidden yardage game, where we can steal field position, and same for them as well as they approach this. And if you look at their big games that they've prepared for the last 3 years, they've put an emphasis on teams, and it's no different than what we're going to do here, and excited about it.
All right, Coach, all the best. It's going to be a fun one.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, there he is. That's Coach Koons. Hey, stay with us. Coming up, we hope to connect with Sam James as well here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show with you until the top of the hour. If you're just joining us, we'll recap some of the big bullet points from Neil's address to reporters. Along with Dale Wolfley, I'm Dan Zhang. Really, this is the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, and it's brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Neil Brown Press Conference Show here on the Mountaineer Sports Network as we get you set for WVU and Virginia Tech. I almost said Texas Tech there. You know, I just say Tech sometimes when I'm referring to Virginia Tech or Texas Tech for that matter. But Virginia Tech here is coming by for the first time since 2005. Wolf, you know, there's a lot of great ones that have played in this game, a lot of incredible moments, especially over the last 20 years or so. Do you have one that stands out to you? You know, obviously we tell you.
One that I played in or one that I've seen?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, there's two different things.
Both. I mean, obviously, I think everybody has Brian King kind of at the top of their list. But for you, when you think of Virginia Tech, when you think of Black Diamond Trophy, what is kind of the first feeling that you get, the first thing that comes to mind?
First thing that comes to mind, I think of the goal line stand and Grant Wiley, what they had down there. That was really amazing, and they were very – underrated at the time, and just the win was a big victory. I, you know, there's so much about Virginia Tech. I just don't like Danny. I mean, if we talk about it, the passion starts coming out, man. And, you know, you can think about Pitt Panthers and Virginia Tech Hokies. Those are the two teams that I love to dislike very much and passionately. And so when you think about any of those games, I'd have to go and say, man, they're all the same to me because it's just a passion. I don't like them. They don't like me. You go down there to the old, when we went down there, the locker rooms were awful. They were hot. You know, they were small. And it was just a, anything about that you just didn't like. The only thing you liked was when you walked out the field with a victory.
Yeah. Should we be able to pull one out here on Saturday against a really quality opponent, a top 20 opponent, depending on which ranking you're looking at, this is going to tell us a lot about what we have. Because I think that we are still kind of unsure as to who we are, right? We had the letdown in College Park, put some good things on tape against LIU, but how much of a test were they really? This, as Neil mentioned himself, is going to be a pretty good indicator on Saturday. We'll know what we have the third game in.
Yeah, it's not the end-all, be-all, Danny, because, you know, they can keep improving. But this game certainly will tell us, like, where are we going to be and how we're going to do. This is a top 25 team. I think they're ranked number 15. They obviously beat what was supposed to be a very good North Carolina team. Yeah. So, again, they've already taken care of business one time this year. So they know how to win. They know how to get it done and know how to do it in prime time.
I think they're going to come in as a desperate bunch, not only Saturday, but this entire year. I mean, you know, they had the bowl streak end last year. Anytime you know, anytime you have the season that they did, they're the owners of very high standards down there in Blacksburg. And Frank Beamer did a number of great things. Bud Foster did a number of incredible things. And when you look at how they did it for as long as they did it, consistently and consecutively, any sort of fall off that you have, Fuente in year number six, he's got two losing seasons on the ledger. And anytime you're calling a press conference, as they did, to basically say that, hey, we're not going to fire the head coach, that's newsworthy.
Kind of makes you wonder.
That's newsworthy in and of itself, which means that this, for Justin Fuente, is a big show-me year. And so far, so good. They have six of their first seven games at home. This is their first road test of the year in Morgantown, so I think it's imperative the Mountaineer Nation makes this as hostile environment as humanly possible, because they haven't seen something like this perhaps in a couple of years. Then they've got four of five conference games to finish out the regular season on the road. So my point being is they have to make their hay early in the season with those six of seven at home to kind of ensure themselves bowl eligibility, winning year. If they don't, this could mean perhaps a change in leadership with Justin Fuente. And long-winded way of saying that this is big for them for so many reasons, just outside of a Black Diamond Trophy.
Yeah, I think just with the Black Diamond Trophy, it's a big deal to begin with. But, yeah, everything you just said there, I'm sure he's got to be feeling the heat, because when you do make it a announcement for a press conference to say you're not firing your head coach, there's got to be a little bit of pressure going on there for sure. So, but let's think about this. So, okay, Danny, this stadium is going to be packed, okay? And to Mountaineer Nation, all I can say is I know it's 12 o'clock, but bring your A game, man, because we need all of you there. You know, you heard Pac-Man talking on Saturday in the broadcast about what Virginia Tech was in the rivalry. And you think about that. He was even talking about some crazy games. Yeah. And there's been crazy games that have been played here in this stadium with this team, and we need to make sure from a fan view is that we keep it rowdy and rocking the entire time and let this team, this Mountaineer team, know that Mountaineer Nation is behind them. This is a big test for everybody, Danny.
It is, and Virginia Tech will be taking this exam without James Mitchell, their tight end, season-ending knee surgery, big loss. Neil made mention of that he's a guy that can run. He's good on the edge. He's good after the catch. They do have some depth behind him, but make no mistake, James Mitchell, captain, is out for the season. That's a big blow to Virginia Tech coming into to this one. As far as tight ends are concerned, some encouraging news, not unexpected news, as it pertains to our tight end, Mike O'Loughlin, who's going to practice today. Neil said he's going to see where it goes. That really doesn't give us much as far as, well, will he or won't he on Saturday play. If I were to hedge a bet, considering what Neil said last week as it pertained to O'Loughlin, he's going to need some time to get in football shape, but who knows? Maybe he could surprise us. Maybe there's a package. Yeah. Maybe there's a situation, a handful of snaps that he could be a factor, because he is a factor.
You know what I would say to that, Danny, is just plain and simple. You get Mike O'Loughlin back, you're saying, oh, yeah. Okay, take him back, how you can get him. Get him into the game, into practice, get him back to development, get him into what he needs to do for speed and development to get back in pace. That's great news.
Yeah, it is, and that's not to say one way or another, but he is practicing today. Neil said, quote, we'll see where it goes. All right, that'll do it for us. We've got a lot of MSN programming coming up this week and online, starting with the WVU Insider Podcast Thursday morning at 10 at WVUsports.com and your favorite podcast channel. And then Wolf is going to be a keg with Tony Caridi. Coach Brown will join from 6 until 8. Many of these stations will carry that program. And then bright and early, we'll be on the air with the Go Martin Mountaineer tailgate show in advance of WVU Virginia Tech, as Tech and the Mountaineers playing here at my home Pushkar Stadium for the first time since 2005. Can't wait. Thanks for spending Tuesday with us here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, all presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. For the Wolfman, I'm Dan Zangrilli. Thanks for joining us here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.